In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. I'd like to invite the children to come forward and sit with me, please. So come on up. Okay, come on. Careful. You can sit on the stairs, too. Wherever you want to sit. Good. Okay, can you see? Okay. Everybody find a spot that wants to sit up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, come on up. Something is different in here today. What is it?
More things are purple than it was in his presence up there.
Yeah, there's purple. Where do we see all the purple? Where do you see it?
Where the candles are.
The candles, where else? Where else, Hannah?
Up there.
Up on the altar. And if you're sitting out in the pews, you can even see it up on the lecterns. So Advent is the color of something we've been waiting for. What is it? Yes.
Christmas.
It's the color of, yeah. Pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the purple is the color of Advent. And Advent is a time of getting ready for Christmas, for the birth of Jesus. Now in our godly play class, we spend a lot of time getting ready. When you walk to class, one of the first things we do, you're greeted at the door. And what does the person at the door ask you? What? Are you ready to enter the godly play classroom? And you walk, you don't run, and then we sit in a circle. And how do we get our bodies ready? How do we get our bodies ready? Crisscross applesauce. We sit like this, right? We get ready to hear a story. And during the season of Advent, we're getting ready for Christmas. What are some of the things your family does to get ready for Christmas? Yes?
Buy presents for us.
Buy presents? What do you do to get ready for Christmas?
You set up decorations.
Set up decorations. What else? You want to think about that for a second, Grace? Okay. What else, Trey?
Get trees.
Get a Christmas tree. What else?
We eat the chocolate from our Advent calendar.
Ooh, chocolate from the Advent calendars. What else?
Put up the manger scene.
Just like Mrs. Sperano was talking about. She put up her manger scene. What, Grace? What do you do? You decorate the Christmas tree, absolutely. And while we're so busy doing all the things we do to get ready for Christmas, we might not remember that God has gifts we have right now that He gives us all year round. And I think we should open up some of those gifts. What do you think? Okay, what about this big one? Isn't it fun to start with the big one first? Let's open it up right now. I need some help. I knew I'd get some help with this. Let's reach inside. Let's see what we have. Can you hold it up to everybody? It's the gift of love. It's the gift of love. Rebecca, you want to even let this choir see it too? It's a gift of love. How do we know somebody loves us? How do we know?
When they tell you.
When they tell you? Any other way? When they hug you, absolutely. And how do you show other people that you love them? Yes, Hannah.
You say that you love them.
You say that you love them. Well, how do we know that God loves us? How do we know? He sent His only Son to die for us. That is certainly a true sign. Well, that was a big gift. Are you going to hang on to that gift for us, Rebecca? Okay, let's set this aside. How about another gift? That's the perfect gift. Thank you, Ethan. Can you help open that gift up? Let's see what's inside. Let's hold it way high. What is it? Oh, joy. Look how much fun. Look how much fun. I think Emmy would like to hold that gift. You want to hold one? We'll get a chance. And did you know these gifts are for everyone? They're not just for one person. What does it feel like to be joyful? How does it feel? What?
they're happy.
Happy, absolutely. What are some of the things you and your friends or you and your family do that make you feel joyful? Yes.
Share.
What other fun things? Way. Yes, Trey.
Play.
Play. It's fun. Absolutely. Joy is a gift that God gives us. And joy is a gift that we can share with the world. I think I see that one. And I think, oh, careful. Let's let Grace and Grace and Will open that up. Do you want to help open that up? Please help. Let's open it up. Can you help open it?
Oh, peace.
Oh, peace. Can you hold that up, Grace, so everyone can see it? And let's let the choir see it, too. It's peace. Everybody take a deep breath. What peace is a gift God gives us? What does it mean to be peaceful? Yes. Yeah, no? What does it mean?
Calm.
Calm. Is there a place you like to go that makes you feel peaceful? Some people have places they like to go. Yes.
My room.
Your room. You could feel peaceful in there. Anywhere else that you like to go? Yes. Maybe a forest?
Store.
Oh, a store? Okay. Where would you like to go to feel peaceful? The family room makes you feel peaceful. Sometimes there's people in our lives that make us feel peaceful. Does anyone make you feel peaceful?
My closet.
Your closet feels peaceful. Okay. Yes.
My parents.
Your parents. Absolutely. Your parents make you feel peaceful. Well, peace is a gift that God gives to us, and it's a gift that we can share with the world. There's one more. I need help to get that open. Trey, can you hold that up? Or Ethan, can you hold that up? Generosity. Generosity. Hold it up high. And can you let the choir see it too? Generosity. What does it mean to be generous? Yes. That's right. You kind of gave up something of yours so that somebody else could enjoy something. That's absolutely what generosity means. What are ways that we can be generous to other people? Yes. You want to think about that? Emmy, how can you be generous? Give your blankie to a baby. That is very generous. Ethan? That is very nice. To put somebody else in front of you in line, kind of give up your space. That's very generous. I'd like to say a prayer to close. Dear God, as we get ready for Jesus to come, make us see and share the gifts you give us all year round. Thank you for the love in our lives, the people we love, and the people who love us. Thank you for all the people who bring us joy and for the things we do together to share joy with each other. Thank you for giving us the joy of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the people and places in our lives that bring us peace. God, who teaches us to be generous, thank you for giving us the chance to give to others. Thank you for the people who give us so much. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Amen. I need some help to put all of our wrapping in this one big box. And before you go, I think Father Koshy has a gift for each of you. Thank you. I'll take them.
Advent calendar that you can open one by one each day till Christmas. William?
I'll take it.
Thank you. Oh, one for your sister. Is your sister here? Okay.
Well, thanks, Grace. You're welcome.
Get the big one. Any others here? Yeah. Any others? Sarah, you need one? Good to see you. I'm going to leave this with you so that you can give it to the children next Sunday. But today is the first day of Advent, and we begin preparing for Christ. There is a difference between preparing for Christmas and preparing for Jesus' birth in our lives. And Christmas is now so consumer-oriented, materialistic thing. And so when we say that, you know, we're preparing for Christmas, that really means that, you know, getting all the other things ready. But preparing for Christ is bringing Christ into our lives, into our heart, and preparing our heart for that. And so that is what Advent season is all about. We have to somehow rescue Advent season from the hands of the merchants and retailers of goodies and really, really make it a meaningful experience for all of us. And I think, you know, the sermon today, you know, hope, love, joy, peace, generosity, these are the kind of things that, you know, we need to really prepare our heart for and bring those elements, and that make it really ready for us for Christ. And Christmas is again is Christ coming. We are kind of experiencing retelling the God's activity in the history some 2,000 years ago when Jesus came into this world. So remember, a few weeks ago I said there is God's time and there is human time. God's time is called Kairos and human time is called Chronos. So when God came into this world, Kairos intersected with Chronos, and that is how Jesus birthed 2,000 years ago. And then, you know, at Christmas time we celebrate not only the retelling of God's coming in the form of Jesus, in the form of a vulnerable baby, Jesus 2,000 years ago, but it's also about the second coming of Christ. So it is both reenactment of Jesus' coming first time and anticipation for the coming of Christ second time. So this is what we are talking about. And today's reading, the gospel lesson, had a lot to do with the ominous times at the time of judgment and all that, you know, really make you scared. But this is nothing to be scared. It's nothing, something to be joyfully waiting for that coming, for the establishment of the kingdom of God in our midst. And so one of the standards that Jesus says in those, if you read the whole two chapters of Matthew, where today's gospel lesson found, is that the standard God would use at the time of judgment is not your piety, but it is your public morality. And you know, Jesus said, you know, did you feed me? Did you clothe me? Did you visit me in prison? And these are the ways that God will judge. And in that respect, you know, I can very well say that our church really doing a lot of good things in that respect. And so that is what we are doing publicly and privately. When we come to worship God on Sundays, we are preparing ourselves for the birth of Christ within ourselves. And thank you, Jan, for bringing those wonderful points of what really Advent is all about to us. Let us continue to worship our God by doing the Nicene Creed, stand together and do it.